and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Well, I guess you've noticed by now that today is Good Shepherd Sunday. Mm-hmm. Each year we set aside a Sunday in the church year to celebrate that Jesus is our Good Shepherd and that we are his sheep. The psalmist reminds us that our Good Shepherd is the one who protects us, waters and feeds us, and cares for all of our needs. He is the one who, in the second lesson, is the lamb sacrificed for our sin. He is the one who, in our gospel, reassures us that he knows us and that we will never perish or be snatched away from him. If we listen to his voice, he shall always be with us, and we with him. In the gospel lesson, we find Jesus teaching in the temple. He is confronted by some Jews who ask him to tell them plainly if he were the Messiah. Jesus answers them by saying, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep." The Pharisees could not hear God's voice because they did not have God's word abiding in them. Though they had undoubtedly memorized much scripture, they had never engrafted it into their lives. They weren't his sheep. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." So the real test of being a sheep is knowing Jesus' voice and following him. We need to cultivate the art of hearing the Good Shepherd's voice. In our day, the ear is filled with many voices that clamor to be heard. In order to avert confusion, we must learn to be discriminately listeners. The voice which matters most is God's. A disciple is a learner and a doer. A disciple is not a pew-sitter, a casual admirer of Christ and his teachings. A disciple is one who is ready to follow Jesus at all costs. If we are going to be learners and doers, genuine followers and disciples of Christ, then we are going to have to begin training our ear to recognize his voice. Many think that hearing God's voice is only for the super spiritual, someone perhaps like Billy Graham. We say, "But God doesn't speak to me. I don't think I've ever really heard his voice." But in our text, Jesus plainly tells us that if we are really his sheep, we will know his voice and we will follow his instructions. Some doubt that God will speak to us in this day and age. Yes, God is still speaking, but the question is, are we listening? Let's consider some of the ways in which God might speak to us. God's method of speaking hasn't changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God speaks through the Bible. We hear the scriptures read to us each Sunday. Are we listening for God's voice? Do we hear what he is trying to say to us? Do we study the lessons at home during the week, or do we just hear it and think, "Oh, that's nice," and then promptly forget it? Are we just hearing, or are we listening? 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 tells us that everything in the scriptures is God's word. All scripture is given by inspiration and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction and for instruction in godliness. And in Colossians 3:16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." Only when we know the written word of God can we distinguish between God's voice and other voices. Other voices which may not be in line with scripture. God speaks through the Holy Spirit. Learn the language of the Holy Spirit. He speaks Bible. The more familiar we become with the written word of God, the more we will learn to recognize the spoken word of God. The Holy Spirit may speak to us audibly, or he may speak to us with a still, small voice. God also speaks to us through experiences. God is shouting to us in our experience, but we are so intent on just one option that we fail to hear him. We can be so fixed in our point of view that we cannot see what he is doing, or wanted us to do, and through us, to do in and through us. How much pain might we spare ourselves if we were willing to consider that the constant source of irritation might be a messenger of God sent to grab our attention? God works through the experiences of our lives to accomplish his purposes. Ask God to speak to you. Learn to be quiet and listen in prayer. Take a step forward and listen to him instead of just asking how prayer requests answered. We tend to think of prayer as a spiritual discipline where we talk to God. But the most important discipline in prayer is learning to hear God speaking to you. Allow God to speak however he chooses. When we pray, we need to be aware and conscious. Just sitting in the presence of God in a conscious way is a very old form of prayer that many people are discovering today. But whatever form your prayer takes, pray. Practice hearing God's voice. Spend time with him. The more time you spend in prayer and Bible study, the more familiar you will become with his voice. Cultivate an intimate relationship. The most important reason for hearing God's voice is to know him. Spend time with Jesus every day. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. He loves us and cares for us. Good sheep listen to the voice of Jesus, accept God's word, and follow him. If we can't follow him if we don't listen to his voice. We won't recognize his voice if we don't spend time getting to know him. We won't be fulfilled if we don't follow where he leads us. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Amen.